Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we have a special guest today, Albert de la Cruz. He's the founder and CEO at Clarity. Welcome to the Playbook, Albert.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you for having me. It's definitely an honor to be here. Super excited to talk about all things Clarity and maybe just the future of AI as well, because I think that's like a super hot topic as well.
I would think so, especially when we're talking about understanding what we're doing to interfere with our clarity. And when we talk about ease, a lot of people think that we get to be in a state of ease or a state of clarity. I have a different perspective that I wanted to ask you about, which is, I believe we're born with great clarity and access of information and inspiration and intuition and intelligence. We just interfere with it. And it seems to me that clarity helps you clear the interference so that you can have a clear and doable plan.
Yeah, I think that in today's age of technology, as you know, things go so fast. And as a busy entrepreneur or someone who may not always have the time to sit down and map out everything in their day-to-day lives, I think more than ever, we are going to see productivity companions. And where clarity is different, it's a voice-first productivity companion. You see a lot of the software being built where it's usually it's more or less you're going onto this platform and you're writing out everything you need to do for your week, where with Clarity, you can just say, and that's that, right? And it automates your workflow. You can see your Kanban boards. So we are moving into what I like to call immersive technology, where you're being immersed with your day-to-day lives, right? Gary Vee says something very interesting where he said his prompt was 45 minutes long, right? And he was just talking to ChatGPT. So that's just a signal on how we are communicating with, language models and how we're immersing ourselves to create more of a frictionless experience when we have things to do.
And with those things to do comes a lot of pressure. People either procrastinate because of the pressure or they feel overwhelmed. What you're doing allows to not only have the clarity, but to dissipate the pressure. What types of things put that pressure on the people where they feel overwhelmed or procrastinate?
Yeah, I think it's two things. I think it's time. Time, I wish there was an additional day, right? Yeah. But time
I can teach
is...
you that. Now that's my specialty, bro. I'm right? A king of non-negotiable and negotiable time.
There you go, right? But for those who are, pressed for time and just don't know a way on how to get started, it allows you to really have an understanding of your indecisions, because I think that's also part of it. And in addition, the task aversion. Sometimes individuals may take longer than usual to get themselves started. And that's something that I've experienced to myself when I got let go. So that experience shaped me to create something that I know is going to create an impact to those who are trying to get those wheels going.
And beyond that, a lot of people get attached to outcomes, which creates resistance and creates interference. And having and utilizing tools that you have allows us to look at the behaviors in this doable plan. And so it's really progress, not perfection, that's the cornerstone for clarity.
Yeah, 1,000%. It's really the progress. And when we look at productivity, one of the things that stood out to me is that a lot of these tools, it's a forced rigid system where you have to kind of be complicit to these platforms, where Clarity, we meet you where you're at. We listen to your thoughts. We untangle that mental clutter. So we create mind maps so you can really understand and dig a little bit deeper as to your intention and as to why you want to do the things you want to do. So it's, think mental decluttering, emotional grounding, and a productivity companion that understands you.
And those are the cornerstones as you have created or as a leader of the Vibe Coding movement, to help people organize their thoughts and ideas and utilizing and empowering people by building with AI, creativity, technology, and community. How does AI play a role in those three aspects of community building?
Yeah, that's such a great question. Something that I noticed during my Vibe Coding classes, and for those who don't know, Vibe Coding is leveraging the English language to build apps, whether leveraging Lovable, Bolt, or Replit. And one of the things that I've encountered with a lot of the participants that I've taught over the past 7 months is that they just don't know where to start. They don't know how to actually get their hands on and get their hands dirty in creating a product. So I love product. I love building products because I love user outcomes and impact. And for me, one of the things that stood out to me is like, well, what if we created a platform that helps you get you started and helps you align yourself with your creativity, whether you're a founder, whether you're a creator, whether you're an influencer, whatever that is, how do we just get you started? So that's really the goal.
And what a great goal that is. When you're looking at utilizing AI as well, I always say AI is not a replaceable tool. No. It's not replacing people. It's not replacing books. It's not replacing all types of different creativity. But as you have stated, it remixes it. And it allows you to get from 0 to 1, which takes longer than 1 to 100, really fast. And so what types of things do you think AI is using to remix creativity?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, honestly, one, it amplifies creativity, being able to use AI as a soundboard, being able to see how we can connect ideas at a larger scale, you know, especially for those solopreneurs who are just really running lean, right? They need different mind buckets, whether it's marketing, whether it's product, finance, operations, you name it. I think having AI as a soundboard, but also to amplify our skill assets, really becomes really an immersive technology, in my opinion.
And in that immersion, you've also created a podcast, which I think is aligned with your own business philosophy. You know, as I was listening to the characteristics of clarity, I was thinking to myself, it allows you to build your own, but it blank, but to chill while you're doing it. And you have a podcast called Build and Chill, which, you know, obviously is the line in the productivity companion that Clarity provides for us. What are some of the subject matter topics or expertise of the podcast that you have found to really help bring clarity to clarity?
Yeah, I think it's just realizing that all founders and entrepreneurs, we have this really, and I think you could talk to this too as well, Dave. You know, the beginnings of it, it's not easy. You know, and Build and Chill is just really a space of intersection of creativity, technology, founders who are all in the mud right now, trying to get themselves going. You know, for example, one of my good friends, he is a tequila owner, and he was just telling me about his first experiences and trying to get this tequila company going, but had no infrastructure with operations, right? And if you don't have no operations, you know, you need to be able to implement software that tracks metrics, KPIs, OKRs, and, you know, that clarity for founders is what they need, right? So what systems are we using to become efficient and to continue to scale? So that's really where clarity comes all into play, the intersection of, you know, creativity, technology, but also founder wellness, because I think that's important as well.
I think it's very important. And when I'm talking about ease and dis-ease, it's completely relative and aligned with the founder's number one priority, which should be their health. And I remind people all the time that includes all the things that God has told us you need to do to keep your heart beating, because the human experience is simply when the heart starts till it stops. Mm-hmm. That's the only indicator that the human experience is over, when the heart stops. And we know that it's sleep, it's food, drink, you know, it's movement. These are the things in breathing that most people ignore when they're an entrepreneur and their ease. And those are the things that keep our heart beating. Because if you don't sleep, eat, drink, move, or breathe, your heart's going to stop, guaranteed. Now, one of the concerns beyond replacing that AI obviously has posed a threat to people is the threat that AI poses to entrepreneurs, in the respect that it's so powerful, it's so fast, and it learns and processes and synthesizes so much data that by the time we build a company, two things happen. One, the AI itself may already handle it, is capable of doing it, or two, somebody else has developed something with it that has made what we have developed obsolete. where have you been able to find solace or security in merging creativity and technology and community to overcome those two threats of AI?
Yeah, I think one thing that you cannot replace is human creativity. You can never replace that. When you continuously have a human in the loop, is what I like to say, an AI, there's no way that you can erase us because the mind is a one of one. What you have in your brain and what I have in my brain are two different thought processes, but at the end of the day, it is unique to our own self, right? I think, you know, I said this the other day, thinking is a new luxury when it comes to AI. And because of that, that thinking and that critical thinking and that critical creativity allows us to put ourselves in a place where we're a lot different than everybody else, just getting towards the AI slop of things, right? So I say that to say that, you know, it doesn't replace us just because I think the brain is like the new digital fingerprint now. It's the new way of thinking. So, yeah, I'm not scared.
I'm not scared either, trust me. Yeah, man, just making humans more human by allowing us to utilize our imaginations and creativity and co-creativity as well. A lot of times, one of the other things that your app that helps us with is just a place to brain dump, you know, the monkey noises, the complexities, and make sense of it has so much great value. If you can brain dump the chaos and make it clear or create a plan from it, there is an extraordinary quantitative value of that. How does the brain dump occur? Give me an example of how you use clarity in order to brain dump into a doable plan.
Yeah, it simply, you know, starts with your voice. You simply speak your thoughts, ideas, even frustrations, right? Because I think sometimes the things that we want to do, there's always a friction point as to why we want to do things. Clarity goes ahead and captures and organizes them in real time. It captures emotional triggers as well to really have a better emotional grounding of your intent. And then it structures your ideas into actionable steps. So it understands CTAs, call to actions, based on the things that you want to do. And it begins as chaos, then it turns into prioritized plans, giving you an execution plan for you to now follow through. So it's more or less like we give you the plan now. Now it's up to you to follow through on that chaos that you got going on in your mind.
And with that, where can people today find the app and how long does it take to figure out how to use it?
Yeah, I would say less than 30 seconds. We have a video too on how to approach it. We're currently live right now at myclarity.app. We're currently in our beta version, transitioning over to mobile. So it's pretty dope right now. We're actually making some huge upgrades where you're able to actually have conversations with your workspace as well. Again, trying to tap it into the more immersive space and being able to be one-on-one with your workspace and your things to do.
I believe you want to be one and one and one with one with the Clarity app. That seems to be the status of a clear, doable plan in allowing us to get the most out of each other as we're working to be more human and not interfere with our potential. No pressure, just progress. That's what you get with the amazing Clarity app at My Clarity app. Check them out. We're going to hear a lot of great things that can help us empower others to empower others.
Thank you so much, Dave. And Dave, if you could allow me, if I could just ask you one question, that's okay with you.
I love that, man. We got this is After Hours with Dave.
After Hours. let's do it, man.
Yeah, right.
You know, with technology, you know, when you're ahead of the market, people usually don't get it just yet. How do you stay rooted in conviction without getting lost in ego or the noise? As someone as you who knows the business, can you give insight or a blurb on how would you go about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, one, you got to know your timing and risk tolerance. You know, a lot of times the dis-ease of being an entrepreneur is because we don't know our timing and risk tolerance. So we have no point of reference when there's a lot of noise that or resistance to what we're doing, or we're early or late or financially insecure, whatever else happens as an entrepreneur. So one of the things that I do is help people understand, this is my timing and risk tolerance. Is this decision aligned with the timing of something this new and the risk tolerance that I and only I know? And so that's where that desire that you must be what you can be, when we get that alignment. Two, understanding this human experience I mentioned previously, that fear is omnipresent and we will react to fear. We don't have to waste our time trying to figure out with therapy and personal and professional development what we're afraid of, because it's instant and obvious when we're at dis-ease. We have a need to be right, a need to be offended, worried, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful. Entrepreneurs feel this all the time. And so my best piece of advice, beyond knowing your timing and risk tolerance, so at least you have a sense of security that I'm working through my plan, this is within the context of my timing and risk tolerance, is something that most people don't realize constitutes the greatest free will of the human experience, which is stopping. When you are accelerating in the wrong direction, which is part and parcel of what your app does, when you are overwhelmed, procrastinating, there's an antidote, and it's stopping, breathing, dropping, and then rolling back into the divine direction, turning every detour into a divine direction. When there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be, you are living the majority of your life in a divine direction, only spending minutes and moments in dis-ease, interfering with where you want to be or better. So know your timing and risk tolerance. And when you are reacting, the instant and obvious reaction to fear, respond with, my mind, my body, and soul are on fire. I'm either going to go to the Clarity app, or I'm going to stop, I'm going to drop, and I'm going to roll into my divine direction. Thank you so much, Adalbert, for the beautiful questions. This is a little lanyap, a little bit extra, the extra office hours here on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.